From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. President Bush flew to South Bend, Indiana today. There, he boarded a bus that took him over the state line to Niles in southwest Michigan. It's the first of several rallies for Mr. Bush this week on a bus tour of Midwestern swing states. The president took questions from a ticketed audience in Niles and talked about America's commitment in Iraq. He did not talk about the story that's dominating today's news in that region, the abuse of Iraqi prisoners by U.S. troops. NPR's Don Gagne is with the president, and he joins us now. Don, the president is in a state that he lost in the 2000 election. What's his message today?
Well, he is very much in campaign mode here. This is the first bus trip of what the White House is describing as the president's last campaign. He's hitting the issues he always stresses when he's on the road. There are signs everywhere at these events with three words on them: safer, better, stronger. That's how the president describes America today. He talks about the economy in these speeches and a recovery that is coming about because of tax cuts. His message there is upbeat. He's calling for those cuts to be made permanent. He's also talking tough on terrorism, the need to have acted against Saddam Hussein, how better off Iraq is now that Saddam Hussein is gone, and how even with the serious difficulty the U.S. military continues to encounter in Iraq, that things are much better in Iraq.
Now, in the course of talking about Iraq, as we mentioned, he did not talk about the story of prisoner abuse there. What has he had to say up until now about that story?
Well, last week, you may recall, he talked briefly with reporters about it and said he was personally disgusted by the pictures that he saw, the pictures that we've all seen now. He's had nothing more to say on it over the weekend or on this trip today.
This was a big topic at the briefing at the White House today.
Right. Scott McClellan, the press secretary, is actually on this trip, and he took some questions, not on camera, but on Air Force One, and most of the questions dealt with that, the whole issue about prisoner abuse. And McClellan said that the Defense Department is looking into it, that they are dealing with it. But again, he stressed that any kind of abuse like this will not be tolerated. And he told us that the president spoke today with Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld about it, and that the facts are being reviewed.
Tell us about the audience members there in Niles in Michigan. Who were they, and what were they asking the president about?
This was a ticketed event. They are people who found out about this or got tickets either through the state Republican Party, the county Republican Party organization, or they're people who have registered in advance at the Bush-Cheney 04 website and identified themselves as supporters. So this is a friendly crowd. The president at the first stop, it was called an Ask President Bush event, and most of it was him delivering kind of his standard stump speech. But he did take 8 or 9 questions. But interestingly, none of the questions were about Iraq. None of the questions were really about the economy. There are questions about how he can attract more Hispanic voters this November, about the African-American vote, about the price of gas. There was one question about some funding cuts to a program that is funded federally. There was even a question about troop levels in Haiti, not in Iraq, but in Haiti. But mostly it was just a very, very friendly crowd of people who were glad to see the president.
The president is on the road for a few days. Where does he go from here?
Well, it's Michigan today, ending in Detroit tonight. Ohio tomorrow, going north to south from Toledo through Maumee through Dayton, ending in Cincinnati. Then they will load up the buses again later in the week to go to Iowa and Wisconsin, a lot of it on two-lane roads. There tend to be friendly crowds waving along the way. But at least here in Kalamazoo, where I am now, there are a good number of protesters as well.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
NPR's Don Gagne, traveling with the president in Michigan.